The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we shall do that. Mr. Richard Roper has stepped into the studio. Many thoughts on this.
I've definitely stepped in it, that's for sure, more than once.
And I think we've got some reviewing.
Hello? Hi, there's Anna right there. A little bit later on, if you want to talk about some of the other... We talked about movies, we can recap, but there's some other stuff coming out that we didn't get to yesterday, if you want to talk about it. Big series starring the likes of Anne Hathaway. Big stars like that.
Nice.
And Modern Love. I'm interested in that. I keep seeing the promo for that.
Walks Beside Me.
Yeah.
Walks On By.
Mm-hmm. No,
Modern Love is... New York Times does a column and a podcast about real-life modern love stories, and they were smart enough, I think, Amazon. Said, you know, we could turn this into an anthology series with some big names. So each one's like a self-contained tale of love.
I'm surprised that they have not asked me to tell my stories.
Well, there are a couple that go sideways. I could see you in the one with Catherine Keener and Andy Garcia.
Checking in
at number five.
Meghan Markle is getting real about the pressures of being a new mom. Oh my God!
No, you're gonna take that back when you hear it. I think she is very real in this interview.
That's because you and I have hearts, Anna, and I agree with you. go ahead.
You haven't heard it yet, so I'll give you a forgive you.
ITV released a new clip from their documentary, Harry and Meghan, and an African Journey, which will debut this Sunday in the UK and give a rare behind-the-scenes glimpse of the royal couple's recent tour of Southern Africa. In it, the Duchess of Sussex speaks to Tom Bradby about the negative attention from the press during her pregnancy and the first months with son Archie, born May 6th.
Look, any woman, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn,
It's a long time ago, but I remember,
You know, and especially as a woman, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, since it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
I saw somewhere that someone said there hasn't been an answer this candid from a royal since Diana said there were three of us in the marriage. I mean, she was very real, talking about how painful it's been. And you sort of got the sense that even though she's traveling around the world and has a big smile on her face and is reaching out and shaking hands, that she's got, there's something she's dealing with here.
Yeah, the look on her face.
Yes,
because she looked right at that reporter and her face, you could tell she's barely holding it together.
She
it was very, very real.
Is the queen the problem?
Well, it also made me think, like, you know, she's also saying, like, nobody in the damn castle has asked me how I'm doing since I got there. So, you know, thanks for the veteran reporter for asking about me. Yeah. Not me. Thanks for asking if I'm okay.
What the hell is that?
It did sound like Hugh Grant when he was asking it, though. It was very Notting Hill, whatever that interview was.
It was like that. Yeah. But you could tell, veteran journalist, because he talked about how he had a baby years ago. But when she did say thank you for asking, not many have, you do feel like that went rippling through Buckingham Palace. Oh, right. That's how she is once or twice. Through our
Who
servants.
Is she again?
Yes. Which one? What's she on about?
I understand that it's difficult there because the press is on you all the time.
Yeah.
And the headlines
like 30
and the British
tabloids.
Press are brutal. Right. And they are so brutal about she's their new whipping bag.
And I don't know why that is.
Oh, well, there could be some underlying reasons there. She doesn't look like the rest of the
royals?
What they would say the normal royal, what I would say would be the long inbred royal type.
Right.
I think there's an underlying racial...
There's no question there's some racism that's going on there.
And, you know, the modern thing. And they rip her. She wore the same outfit, which was like a $3,000 jacket twice. And like, what a shocking scandal. She wore the same coat. A coat! Twice.
Everything she does.
But
That's part of the deal, right? Ultimately, is that what you're
going to
say, Ro?
Wait. Don't put words in my mouth. I'll put my own words in my mouth, and I will then step, followed by my foot. But I think when you know that you're going to be in a situation like this, she did fall in love with a prince, mm-hmm. right? She did and decided that that's a life that she believed that she could handle, knowing full well that the mother of her betrothed basically died as a result of what happened,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the press coverage.
Yeah.
So this knew it was going to be tough. And in doing so, I think they have a generation where they can stop and say, we're not going to take part in this. And there are ways to shut down the British press when they lie about you. You can sue the press there, which you can't do here. Right? There are ways to tackle that issue and to be out there and just doing the right thing. I think that's one of the reasons they had to go and do this immediately, mm-hmm. get to Southern Africa and deal with, try to, shake hands. Whenever, if you've seen that show, The Queen, on Amazon, right? I don't know where I'm watching any of these things anymore.
Netflix, it's hard to tell.
Netnazan Lu. I do believe that they have been dealing with this forever in the modern media era. And when they were in trouble, they would go around the world on a ship.
Yeah. I just think, I think they're going to continue to be brutal to her, but there was a point in the interview when he said, would it be fair to say that you're really not okay, as in it's really been a struggle? And she responded, yes.
Yeah, and
her face said it all. And don't forget, having a baby is not a small deal.
No,
and so if you married a prince and you signed up for this and she got it and she seemed to be enthralled by it and just like thrilled every minute when it first happened and loving the attention, it did appear that way. But that doesn't mean that now she's not going through something, and postpartum depression is real.
Exactly. I think that's what it was more. She was alluding to than to anything else there.
Okay, I'll give you that.
She might have been alluding to that. I think so too.
But I like that interviewer fellow. He was good.
The Bradby.
Mr. Bradby.
I'm just a girl looking at a boy.
Yeah, I'm from Horse and Hound magazine.
Number four.
He's wearing tweed for sure.
For sure.
Watch out for this.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Rodman discussed the NBA's stance toward China in the wake of controversy over the league's response to pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Rodman told Tucker Carlson, boy, that's a dinner party you want to be at. Tucker, Rodman, maybe Megyn Kelly stops by.
Perfect.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, at a table across the restaurant is Shepard Smith. And then there's the awkward conversation. Do we have Shepard come over to the table? Does he not? Anyway, the point is that politics and sports should be kept separate. I like what Rodman said here.
When you put politics with sport, it doesn't mix. It seems to have a different twist on the game of the sports world. And basketball is a very, very universal sport, and it speaks volumes around the world. And I think the players in the NBA had no informants about what's going on in China or in Hong Kong. So
right.
I think that they was misinformed, or it wasn't known to them what was really taking place.
Wow.
When Dennis Rodman is the voice of reason, the world is upside down.
They had no informants.
Right. Because that's how he has to deal with that. Because he's the informant, essentially. Wait, there's more? Oh, boy.
I think LeBron James is a very smart individual. I think he's very caring about the people around the world, and especially his charity he does around the world. But I think that you just got to understand that we don't know too much about politics. I don't want to know too much about politics, to be honest with you.
But you went to North Korea.
He's the new ambassador.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he came to the defense of LeBron James.
Okay.
Which LeBron, I mean, the whole thing, it would have been better for LeBron James just to have ducked this.
Yes.
Yeah. There was ever a time that he could have taken Laura Ingraham's advice.
Oh, gosh.
That would have been the moment. And, she meant that with love.
Shut up and dribble?
Yes.
Right. Sure. Gee.
And let me just tell you something, that there are no winners in this situation.
Mm.
And the NBA is, they are not going, they're going to stand up for their profit line. They're not going, they're a business. They are not going to stand up for human rights. That's unfortunately the reality. This is the reality we live in now. The people just don't want to do that. All right, we'll get to your three and your two and your one. But first, let's find out from Lauren what's happening on the roadways. All right, are we prepared to continue on with the top five at five? I don't think everybody was behaving properly.
No.
That is me.
Number three.
Bears getting ready to take on the Saints on Sunday. People are wondering if Mitchell will be ready. So when Matt Nagy addressed the media today, it was, well, the very first question.
He's been doing good in practice. I like where he's at. You know, we said early in the week it's going to be like a day-by-day thing, and so far he's stacked good days together. The fact that he's executing plays at the speed that we want him to do it at, you can't tell any of the live stuff because you don't know where that's at. So, and regardless of whether he – how he gets hit, any of that stuff, you'll never know that, whether it's this game or the next game. So, for us, that's hard to judge. But mentally, physically – I feel like so far he's passing the test, and I feel good about it. I just, again, I don't want to say that and then say he's going to be the guy, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he's not.
I just want to know if spiritually it's okay. Mentally, physically.
So it sounds like he's ready to get back there on the field and be a lower third, middle of the road NFL quarterback.
Number two.
We expect. I ain't got no money.
Prince's self-titled album turns 40 today. That's the album that took him over the top.
Ooh.
We are, by the way, contractually obligated to do this segment today because of Brian Altimer, our musical and sonic genius here.
All things Prince. Mm-hmm. We've got it for you.
The Prince Estate, in honoring this anniversary, has released a previously unheard acoustic demo version of I Feel For You. The full version of the song was one of the album's original tracks and later became a hit single for Chaka Khan and the title track of her album in 1984. A live version of Chaka Khan's hit Sweet Thing with Prince was also released today.
Oh. The Prince Estate determined to outdo the Hendrix Estate and the Elvis Estate in releasing more post-mortem albums than anyone ever. There will be Prince music for 100 years.
There are thousands of tracks in his vault.
Number one.
Do you see you have eyes on? Oh, so be careful because your red is locked out.
I see it.
Yeah. I was moving out.
First ever all-female spacewalk took place today at the International Space Station. Miles and miles and miles over our heads, astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meyer fielded a call from the president.
This is really just us doing our job. It's something we've been training for 6 years and preparing for, and so it didn't really, you know, for us, it's just coming out here and doing our job today, and we were the crew that was tasked with this assignment. At the same time, we recognize that it is a historic achievement. And we do, of course, want to give credit to all of those that came before us.
All right.
What are you wearing?
That's kind of what I imagined. I know there's a controversy about this now, too.
There is.
Because he said there was the first time females walked in space, but this is the first time that's two females walking in space. Right. Together. No males out there, just women. Female astronauts. Mm-hmm. So.
The all-female walk.
Congratulations to humanity right there. That's what we need to tell you there. We got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in two.
The top five at five.